Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the inyan of ne'amanus ha'roifin, the trustworthiness of doctors. Can doctors be trusted? Of course, a lot of the answer is it really depends on who the doctor is. But here we're discussing just the general question of ne'amanus ha'roifin. Obviously, there are more talented doctors, more successful doctors, and less successful doctors. The first year we mamish saw some beautiful, beautiful Torah. It's learning up the sugyas, and now we're continuing. Again, this is based on an article, incredible article by Hagoyin Rav Moshe Mordechai Farbstein, one of the great, great Rosh Hashivas of our Dor, in a recent Moriah journal. Moriah is one of the most prominent Torah journals around. So another makor for the Din of Ne'amanus HaRoifei, we can bring from the Sugyan Meseches Avodah Zarah and of Chof Zayin. It's talking about the Isser to be misrape, the Isser to be healed by a idolatrous doctor, because the idolatrous doctors were under suspicion of not being 100% careful in the area of Ritzicha. Suffolk chai, Suffolk mace. If there was a Jew who was sick, and Suffolk is going to live without her for Suffolk if he's going to die. If there's no Jewish doctor, there's only an idolatrous doctor, in the Srap in the hand. Because we assume that the Goyish doctor will kill the person. And if vaday meis misrapim, if it's only a suffix, ain't misrapim. If it's vaday meis, then misrapim. Since the guy can't hurt him any more than he's already going to be hurt, anyway, he's definitely going to die. So at least give it a shot. Take your chances. Hedge your bets, and go to the doctor. Shrek the Gemara. If vaday meis misrapim mehem, how can that be? Hay kachay shoe. Hay oved kochavim. Even if the guy's vaday going to die, he'll vaday die next week, next month, in 3 days. But this goyish doctor will kill the guy right away. So what about chayishot? And for the gemara, the chayishot lo chayshinon. In other words, we're not worried here. There's a possibility of getting chayolam, so we're not concerned with chayishot. We're not concerned with temporary life. So we see from the Gemara that Safik Chai Olam is Doiche Vade Chai Isha. In other words, here you have Safik Chai Olam. You have Safik that this guy might live for a much longer time. So that's Doiche. You have Safik Chai Olam. He might live for a longer time if he's killed by the guy. That's Doiche Vade Chai Isha, that he's definitely going to live temporarily. So Yesh Ladun, what's the Safik Chai Olam that's Doiche Chai Isha? Do we require rov sikui shiyechiyah b'chei olam kedei l'tchot chayei shah? What does it mean that chay olam, safek chay olam, safek chay olam? Does it mean a roiv of chay olam? In other words, let's say 60% of the time the doctor is going to heal him for chay olam. That's doicha the chayei shah, that he might kill the guy. Or even 50-50. There's only a 50% chance he's going to get a chay olam, it's also enough. Or maybe even a miut, maybe even 40-60, that he's going to live chai olam is enough. And another question is, who decides that there's chai isha here, that this guy's going to die soon, in order to enter into a matzav of safek chai olam, in order to go to this idolatrous doctor? Who's the one who's kovei in the first place that we're dealing with Chayei Shah? Right? There has to be somebody out there who's telling you that we're dealing with Chayei Shah. Who is that guy? Meaning, Can you rely on a doctor?
Rely on a doctor, then it's something Chayisha.
והנה, אם היינו אומרים שספק חיי עולם אין דוחים וידי חיי שעה, וצריך תחפור רוב סיכוי שיחיה לחיי עולם כדי לחות חיי שעה, אזי הייתה ראיה מהגמרה שאפשר לסמוך על נאמנות רופא, בקום ועשה. If we would say that Safek Chai Olam is not Doche Vade Chai Isha, and you need Dafka Rov Sikui Shiachia Lechai Olam, and you need most chances, Safek Chai Olam is not Doche Vade Chai Isha. You need a Rov of Chai Olam. In other words, you need a majority percentage of cases that he's going to live for Chai Olam to be Doche Chai Isha, then there would be a proof from the Gemara that you can rely on the faithfulness of a doctor, Bekum Va'asei, Umidim Vadai. Why? Because we have to rely on a Rofei Akum, on a idolatrous doctor, who says that there's a roiv that he can save the choyla in order to be doche vadei chai shal shelofanim. Because if you need a roiv chances that he's going to live for chai olam in order to be doche chai shal, so look, you could be somech on the doctor. Bekum vaaseh midin vadei. Because you have to rely on the doctor who says that there's a rov that he's going to save the chole in order to be doche vadei chai shal shelefaneinu. That's if you say that safek chai olam isn't doche vadei chai isha. You need vadei chai olam. In other words, that rov, saying the rov is mitoris vadei. So when the guy says, yeah, I can heal you, and you trust him, that means that the Rofim have Nemonis, Mitam Vadai. Tam Rov, which is like Mitam Vadai, and that's Doche the Vadai Chai Shah. However, Rashi's not Mashma like that. Rashi, it's Mashma that even a Suffolk, even a Tzad Rochik, of Chai Olam is Doche Chai Isha. Because he writes in Safek Chai Safek Meis, De Akum Vadai Kotilei Umitav Shianiach Ulai Yechye. He says the guy is definitely going to kill him. Wow, that's stark. Also Lashon of the tool. Kol Makav V'chol Shishmem Sakana Shemuchal Lehem Shabbos Eim Yisrap Mehem. Any illness that has a Sakana Yemuchal Shabbos Yinam Yisrap from the guy. Tehev Nechashuv Mal Shvichus Domim. Since back then, life has gotten better for us. Since back then, there were chashan and shvichus damim. Vada yargenu v'lo yochashal v'shem v'lo shi'argo shish tani lomar shish lo tani lomar misukin ulams. And the guy's not going to worry that he's going to be accused of murder because anyway, the guy was about to die. So he says, hey, he died anyway. Nothing to do with me. Agobanim, we see vada yargenu. Vada yargenu, and yet, you still go to the guy. Refuah, if it's Vadei Chai Isha, he's going to go. So you see that even on Safek Chai Olam, even a weak Safek like this, imagine the situation. He's either going to die from the illness or he's going to go to a guy who's probably going to kill him. Al-Kopanim, even for the Safek Chai Olam, even that is Doche Chai Isha. So that doesn't prove you can be Somech on the Roifim within Vadei. Because here there's no Vadai. Here Adarab. Here, The assumption is that the doctor is not going to do his job properly, he's going to kill the person. And you still go to the doctor because of an efsharut rechoka. But that doesn't prove that you're somech on doctors midin vada. It just proves that here you have no other options, so you have to listen. You have to go to the doctor and do your best. Not you, the person. B'chein kosav baligos Moshe b'yoyredeya b'chelek beiz b'simen nun ches le'inyan nituach b'chole she'en lo ela chaye shoy ve'efshar l'natcho b'nituach mesukan. So the Gersh Moshe writes about operating on a sick person who's only going to live temporarily, and you can operate on him with a dangerous operation that might save him l'chayol. And that's a classical question, right? In other words, you have a guy who's only going to live, the doctor says he has 3 months to live, let's say, and then you can do an operation, and this operation can give him a number of years, or he can go right there on the operating table. It's a dangerous operation. So the Igros Moshe wants to prove from Rashi that even a suffix of chayi oilam is doy chayi shok. Because look, we say the guy is definitely going to kill the guy. But still, you go to the guy, you go to the akum, you go to the idolater. On the tzad rochok, on the very remote chance that he's going to save the person. Lefi zeh, ein lanu raya me'agmara l'smoch al harofe. ואפשר שלעולם נאמנות הרופא אינה ליצור ספק. So if no raya in the Gemara, you can rely on doctors. All doctors do is they create a suffix. And here, even a suffix rachok is enough, a remote suffix is enough. So there's no din of being somech on a doctor, din vaday. Ella, יש עדיין מקום לדון שלא נתבאר בגמרא. We didn't see in the Gemara who's koyveya, who established that this choyle is a chayisha. Lechora, even if there's a suffix of chay olam, it should still be usher, because the guy might die. How can you, even if it's you're going to do something to give the guy chai olam, how can you risk it if he might die? The answer is that you are obviously relying on the doctor who says he only has chai shah left to go. The only way you can get into the chai olam suffix is if you're sure that it's chai shah. So it must be that you're mekabel kivadai when the doctor says that he's only going to live with chai shah. And that's what's going to enable you to do this tipul that's going to become kemat vada that yargenus. That's a moiridika raya. That you're somech on doctors midin vada. Because you're somech on the person who said, on the doctor who said, that he only has chayesha in order to enter into this suffix of a suffix rochok, this very remote suffix of getting chayola. Why is that? Because why are you entering the suffix? Because the doctor said definitely chayesha. So you see that you're somech on doctors legabe chayesha. Okay, we still have a long derech to go, but tefasta meruba lo tefasta. So we're going to conclude here. And Amir Tashem, in the next segment, we will continue. And we are going to see more of Flaws Mitar Tashem. I thank you so much for listening. This was super awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Please stay tuned for more. Hashem should give us the koach, the moch, the simplest time, everything we need in order to avdo ba'emes. Shalom, shalom.